Hare Krishna. In this world, millions of living entities are born. They live for a period of time and they die. Just like the moths or the flies which fall in the fire and get roasted. Similarly, the living entities engage in sinful activities and terribly suffer the reactions of their own misdeeds. Some of them are ignorant living entities. Due to their own foolishness, they repeatedly indulge in the same sinful activities and suffer just like ignorant animals. Others are knowledgeable, but despite possessing knowledge, due to the compelling lower modes of Rajaguna and Tamaguna, they repeatedly indulge in sin and again attract terrible consequences. So you will see in the Shastras it is mentioned that if one is doing pious activities, he cannot counteract the sinful activities. For example, say somebody stole 20 lakh rupees from a rich man and he says, I am not enjoying everything, 10 lakhs I will give it to the poor people. That is not acceptable. He has to separately suffer for stealing the 20 lakhs. Whatever charity is giving is from the stolen money, so it is nothing great. On the other hand, somebody stole 20 lakhs from a man and he says, because I have stolen this money for some very vital purpose in my life, I am ready to work under you for next 20 years and, you know, pay back this amount which I have stolen from you. Then he will be forgiven. So you can see the difference. The seventh offense against the holy name says that if one is chanting the holy name and one thinks, because I am chanting the holy name, I can also commit some sins which are very insignificant compared to the powerful effects of the holy name. And that is like a Naxalite. You take money, stolen money, and then you are giving it in charity to some poor people. That is not acceptable. On the other hand, one has committed already sins in the past. Now, instead of committing further sins, one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, my body, my mind, my words, my Lord, I am giving everything to you. I have committed so many sins, I can't actually, you know, I have two choices, either to wait for the reactions to come and keep suffering them life after life for a long time, or, you know, I raise my hand and say, I am bankrupt now. I have nothing to give you, I am offering myself to you. You use me in your service, my body, my mind, my words. That is Sarvadharma Anparitaja. And once a person offers body, mind, words to Krishna, then there is no question of misusing body, mind and words. Then the Lord is ready to take charge of such a devotee. Aham Tvam, Sarva Papebhyo, Moksha Ishyami. Okay, you have 20 lakhs of rupees of debt, but you are only able to give service of 5 lakh rupees. Never mind, because you have given up everything for me, I am ready to cut off your account of 20 lakhs. Krishna can't do that. So, the method of nullifying our karma bandhana is to take more and more deeper shelter of the Lord by surrendering to His lotus feet. In the Vedas, two paths are prescribed, pravritti marga and nivritti marga. Oftentimes people wrongly think that pravritti marga is a path of enjoyment and nivritti marga is a path of liberation. Actually, if you very carefully study the Vedas, they say the pravritti marga also is aimed at liberation, but not immediately, eventually. Just like Kardama Muni is entering into married life, but at the time of marriage, he told Devahuti that as soon as I give you a son, I will take sannyas. That means he is entering marriage with the exit plan. So that is pravritti marga actually. Pravritti marga means one accepts married life with the duty of maintaining a wife, maintaining children, earning some money and putting up the home, along with that performing yajna, dana, tapa for purification, giving charity, performing austerities in grihastha ashrama and performing sacrifices for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. That is the tax that one has to pay for the little enjoyment that one is receiving, which is sanctioned by the Vedas. So, for that sanctioned enjoyment, one has to pay the tax and the grahasthashrama. So, it's actually purifying. And such a person's enjoying mentality is curbed over a period of time because of the Lord's involvement. And eventually he gets the desire to become liberated. And he comes to the same goal, what a person of Nivritti Marg would go. Person of Nivritti Marg means he is already aiming at liberation directly. So therefore, the Vedas never entertain sense gratification. Rather, they only allow minimum sense gratification required for survival of a living entity. And one should never commit sense gratification in knowledge. Ignorant fools are like the moths entering fire. But those who have knowledge to the degree, they indulge in sinful activities, their suffering is more. And if one has taken shelter of the Lord through chanting of the holy name and continues to commit sinful activities, justifying that I can do it because I have chanted for so many years, this small sin won't matter much, then it is coming under the seventh offense. Namno balad yasahi papa buddhihi. Then such a person will terribly suffer. It's the worst type of sin, it is said. It is like cheating Krishna or breaking the trust of Krishna. Somebody who has innocently put trust in you, you cheat them. It's like that. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name is best performed by a devotee with the right mood and a right collaboration with Krishna. And he is extending himself and we extend ourselves. The combination will work out well. And therefore, the chanting performed in an inoffensive manner produces the quickest result as promised in the scriptures everywhere. Harinam Prabhu ki matter much, then it is coming under the seventh offense. Namno balad yasahi papa buddhihi. Then such a person will terribly suffer. It's the worst type of sin, it is said. It is like cheating Krishna or breaking the trust of Krishna. Somebody who has innocently put trust in you, you cheat them. It's like that. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name is best performed by a devotee with the right mood and a right collaboration with Krishna. And he is extending himself and we extend ourselves. The combination will work out well. And therefore, the chanting performed in an inoffensive manner produces the quickest result as promised in the scriptures everywhere. Harinam Prabhu ki.